Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And each week it's my chance to play songs I love. I only play things I love, and sometimes I love odd things. But a lot of the times it's pretty mainstream. A lot of country music, some old 50s, 60s, 70s, mostly mellow, an occasional little more rock, some country rock. But in any case, it's things I like. And I also occasionally put on a poem or a joke or a story. And that's the wombat. I have a wombat today, a little joke to tell. So I will save that for later. I'm going to start off with a song I ended last week's show with. It's called Make It With You by Bread. It's from 1970, and it was their first hit, their first top 10 hit. Actually went to number one. And it introduced or was beginning of the era of the singer, songwriter, soft rock. And this is definitely soft. Anyway, it's one of my favorite songs. I love the tune. I just reheard it recently, hadn't heard it in years, and here it is for you.
Maybe climbing on rainbows, but baby, here goes. Dreams, they're for those who sleep. Life is for us to keep. And if you're wondering what this song is leading, make it with you. I really think that we could make it, girl. No, you don't know me well, and every little thing only time will tell. If you believe the things that I do, see it through. Life can be short or long. Love can be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I'd like to help me through, I'd like to make it with you. Make it good.
That was Make It With You by Bread. One little humorous note I read, when the song was released, the mother of the writer was interviewed and asked about her son's career, and she said, they've just released a song called Naked With You. Parents do get things messed up sometimes, don't they? Well, next I have a series of songs, three songs in a row, about small towns. The first one is Our Town by Iris DeMent. And Iris DeMent is a popular singer, sings mostly folk and country. And she was the eighth child of her mother. and grew up with a strong Pentecostal and gospel influence. However, she later in life became much more secular and wrote her best-known song is called Let the Mystery Be, where she sort of says, you know, people wonder about heaven and hell and God, and she said, I'm just going to let the mystery be. That's her best-known song. But she wrote this song also. It's called Our Town, and I gather that either the town is being incorporated or destroyed or she's moving away. In any case, it's very nostalgic about her love for her little town. And the next song is by Simon and Garfunkel called My Little Town, and they aren't so happy with their town. And the third song is called Cherry Bomb by John Mellencamp, and he's remembering his childhood in his town. But this one's by Iris DeMint. It's called Our Town.
And you know the sun's setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. Well, go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, 'cause your heart's bound to die. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down on our town, on our town? Good night. Up the street beside the red neon light, that's where I met my baby on one hot summer night. He was the tender and ordered a beer. It's been 40 years and I'm still sitting here. But you know the sun's setting fast, and just like they say, nothing could ever last. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, 'cause your heart's bound to die. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. First kiss, I've walked down Main Street in the cold morning mist. Over there is where I bought my first car. It turned over once, but then it never went far. And I could see the sun setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, 'cause your heart's bound. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down on our town, on our town? Good night. I buried my mama and I buried my pa. They sleep up the street beside the pretty brick wall. I bring them flowers about every day, but I just gotta cry when I think what they'd say. If they could see how the sun's setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, 'cause your heart's bound to die. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down on our town, on our town? Good night. Now I sit on the porch and watch the lightning bugs fly, but I can't see too good, I got tears in my eyes. I'm leaving tomorrow, but I don't wanna go. I love you, my town, you'll always live in my soul. But I can see the sun setting fast, And just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. Well, go on, I gotta kiss you goodbye, but I'll hold to my lover, cause my heart's about to die. Go on now and say goodbye to my town, to my town. I can see the sun has gone down on my town, on my town. Good night.
That was Our Town by Iris DeMent. Iris DeMent has an utterly unique voice. When I hear a song by her, I know immediately who it is. That's not true of many other singers, but in her case it is. Next up is My Little Town by Simon and Garfunkel, and it's different in that this is a story of someone who didn't like their little town. The song was written by Paul Simon for Art Garfunkel to reflect Art Garfunkel's memories of his childhood. And they sang it together. They had split up at this point. This was 1975. They split up in 70 and got back together just to record this song. And though Paul Simon clearly was the more talented of the two, I don't think he ever really appreciated how much the combination did for them. Somehow there was magic when the two of them sang together. And this song catches it. Also, the arrangements of their song were fantastic. And that was Paul Simon's work mostly. So this is My Little Town.
Nothing but the dead and dying back in my
That was My Little Town by Simon and Garfunkel. Next up is another song about small towns. This is by John Cougar Mellencamp. It's called Cherry Bomb, and it recalls his teenage years. I remember that he grew up near a place I lived. I lived in Columbus, Indiana for 5 years, and about 30 miles away was Bloomington, Indiana, which was John Mellencamp's hometown. And he and his friends hung out at a church basement club, actually called The Last Exit. But he changed the name of the club to Cherry Bomb for this song. So here's another. We've had two songs about our town, My Little Town, and this is John Cougar Mellencamp's memory of his little town.
So much.
That was Cherry Bomb by John Mellencamp. These are all songs that I like a lot. That one in particular. Well, next up is something that was new to me. The song wasn't new. It's called Orphan Girl, and I've played a song called this song before by another group and a great recording of it. But this is Emmylou Harris singing Orphan Girl. She was just in Bristol at Rhythm and Roots, and the newspaper said she sang this song to great popularity. And so I looked it up and played it, and I like it. I like her voice in it. It's a good song, strong song. Emmylou Harris is one of the most talented people on the planet. Quite a career, sang with every major singer you could think of. And she moved into country kind of late. She was in a relationship with someone who was a very powerful singer and brought her into the country world, and then died of an overdose of drugs, and that kind of shaped her life in many ways. But this is her song. This is Emmylou Harris singing Orphan Girl.
I am an orphan on God's highway, but I share my rose. If you go my way, I have no mother, no father, no sister, no brother. I am an orphan girl. I have had friends. You're in gold, but ties of kinship. I have not known them. I know no mother, no father, no sister, no brother. I am an orphan girl. But when he calls me, I will be able to meet my family at God's table. I'll meet my mother, my father, my sister, my brother. No more an orphan girl. So blessed Savior, make me willing, walk beside.
That was Orphan Girl by Emmylou Harris. Next is a song called Sweet Afton by Nickel Creek. This actually was a poem by Robert Burns written in 1791. Nickel Creek is a group of three musicians, and one of them, Sarah Watkins, plays fiddle. The others, one plays mandolin, that's Chris Thiel, and Sean Watkins plays guitar. So the fiddle you hear in here, which I think is beautiful. But this is one of my all-time favorite songs, of course. I know I say that a lot, but this is. It's in the top 10, I think. And So here we go. It's one of the most gentle songs I've ever heard. Sweet Afton by Nickel Creek.
Among my green braids, so
gently, sweet river, the theme of my lays. My Mary's asleep by thy murmuring stream. So flow gently, sweet Afton, disturb not her dream.
That was Sweet Afton by Nickel Creek, a poem written in 1791 by Robert Burns. Well, next is another very gentle song. This is one by another one of my favorite artists, Lisa Schneckenberger. She's basically a fiddler, but also a singer, and she often plays the fiddle. She plucks it, and she does so in this song. This song is a classic. It's called Before They Close the Minstrel Show, and it's about the end of an era. And the singer says things like, banjo string's broken, but I don't need it anymore. The minstrel show is closing. So here's another beautiful, gentle song.
A poster's peeling underneath last summer's morning glory vine. An old white head, a stubbed cigar, an empty bottle of wine. Lay me down, Carolina, lay me down. Don't wanna wake up in the morning. Sing me one slow sad song for this one last whole time before they close the minstrel show. The money and the crowd ran out before we hit the last. This old show has played its run and run the curtain down. Lay me down, Carolina, lay me down. Don't want to wake up in the morning no more. Sing me one slow sad song for this one last whole time before they close the minstrel show. This banjo's got a broken string. Don't expect I'll get to fix it now. There won't be no more time to sing. I'm rusty anyhow. Lay me down, Carolina, lay me down. Don't wanna wake up in the morning no more. Sing me one slow sad song for this one last whole time before they close the minstrel show. I don't know come to it, I just don't care. Maybe we go to a better place, the minstrel show will be there. Lay me down, Carlotta, lay me down. Don't wanna wake up in the morning no more. Sing me one slow, sad song for this one last whole time before the The minstrel show. Oh, lay me down, Carlotta, lay me down. Don't wanna wake up in the morning, no. Sing me one slow, sad song for this one land. Whole time before they close the minstrel show.
Before They Close the Minstrel Show by Lisa Schneckenberger. I love to hear her play the fiddle. She's just one of the most talented people to make the music come alive. And I was on two weekends where she was there. Lively young woman. Small and beautiful, and she started playing fiddle when she was 6 and went on to become one of the master fiddlers of our era. Next up is a song called Bread and Roses by Judy Collins. It's based on a poem from 1911 in which women in the U.S., in the West mostly, kind of struck out and said, we need better wages, bread, and dignity too, roses. They wanted more from life than just a decent income, and they expected to get it. And it was strongly associated with a particular strike, a textile factory strike. And this is Judy Collins' version of it. The term anthem is hard to explain, but if you want to know what an anthem is, I think this is an anthem.
As we go marching, marching in the beauty of the day, amid that a sudden sun discloses, for the people hear us singing, bread and roses, bread and roses. As we go marching, marching, we battle too for men, for they are women's children, and we mother them again. Sweated from birth until life closes, hearts starve as well as bodies. Give us bread, but give us roses. As we go marching, marching, unnumbered women dead. But we fight for roses too. The rising
that was Bread and Roses by Judy Collins. Well, it's a break in Wombat time. I want to tell you who we are and what we're doing. This is Wombats and Music by Harry Baya. I'm your host, Harry Baya. It comes to you on Monday nights at 7 from WEHC. That's your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. We're also streaming on the web, and if you go to EHC, that's Emory Henry College, ehc.edu, and click around for the radio station, you'll find WEHC, and you can hear any show from here streaming, including this one. So if you're away and have a computer, you can still listen in. Now, I want to tell a joke. So this is my wombat for the night, and I think it's cute, and I enjoy it. A little girl, she might have been in third or fourth grade, was in a class, and the teacher was talking about biology and the diversity of species on the planet. And the little girl raised her hand, and the teacher said yes. He said, "Ma'am, I don't think that's right, because there couldn't be that many different animals, because they all had to fit into the ark." And the teacher said, "Well, honey, we're not really sure there ever was an ark." And the little girl said, "Oh, yes, ma'am, there was an ark. It's in the Bible. It was Noah's ark. So there was an ark." Teacher said, "Honey, not everything in the Bible is true. And we're not even sure Noah existed." And the little girl said, "Oh, yes, ma'am, Noah existed, I'm sure. In fact, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask God to take me to Noah so that I can meet him. And then I'll know for sure that Noah existed." And the teacher said, "Honey, what if Noah didn't go to heaven? What if he went to the other place?" And the little girl said, "Then you ask." I guess that speaks well for itself. The next song is by Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan is probably one of the most creative people of my generation. He's done some incredible songs. I'm not crazy about his voice. He has a very strange voice and a limited range. But there are two songs that I like a lot by him that he sings. One of them is Lay Lady Lay, and the other is this one, Knocking on Heaven's Door. He wrote this under contract for a movie. It's the theme song for a movie, Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid from 1973. And this is the story of a dying deputy. And you can pretty much figure out what happens just by listening into the song.
Take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Mama put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. That long black cloud is coming down. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door.
That was Knockin' on Heaven's Door, written and sung by Bob Dylan. Next is a song I heard. It was the end of a TV series, and they played this in the background, and it just captured me. It's by Peter Gabriel. It's called The Book of Love. And in the show, the protagonist, the star, was going around and sort of saying goodbye to all the people he'd known during his career in this hospital. And he was moving to another hospital, and in it, the theme was that even though they were just workers and had their conflicts and all, that really there was love there. And I think the show portrayed that, and the song caught my attention, and I figured out what it was and tracked it down. And here it is for you. This is The Book of Love, sung by Peter Gabriel.
Instructions for dancing, but I love it when you read to me, and you can read me anything. The Book of Love has music in it. In fact, that's where music comes from. Some of it's just transcendental. Some of it's just really dumb. But I love it when you sing to me. And you can sing me anything.
Love by Peter Gabriel. Next up is Sweet Dreams Are Made of This by The Eurythmics. The Eurythmics consist of Annie Lennox and David Stewart, and they recorded the song in 1983, and it fought its way to the top of the chart. It had to displace The Police's Every Breath You Take that held it off at number two for four consecutive weeks, but finally it popped up to number one. In my view, Annie Lennox has one of the most powerful voices of any female singer I know, And David Stewart is a magician. Seeing him in a video, he's a strange presence. He was the genius behind them, who did the arrangements and things, but it was Annie Lennox's voice that made these things go. So this is their biggest hit, or one of their biggest hits, from 1983. Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. Sweet Dreams Are Made of This by The Eurythmics, featuring the voice of Annie Lennox. Well, you've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. We're coming to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia, in the southwest corner of Virginia, fairly near Tennessee. I live about 3 miles from the Tennessee border, and the West Virginia border is only about 30 miles north, and North Carolina is about 15 miles the other way. So we're right out here in a tiny little strip of land about 350 or more miles west of Washington, D.C. And Emory and Henry College has a radio station, WEHC, which is what you're listening to now, FM 90.7, your college and community station. I bring you this show, Wombats and Music, each week, Mondays at 7, Saturdays at 1, if there isn't a football game. But this is football season, so don't count on hearing my show on Saturdays. I want to leave you with my encouragement to do what I encourage you to do every week, and that is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.